With Christmas on the way, you may be thinking of a gift that you and your little one can both enjoy. Now, R&IB has a bit of a different twist on the classic Little Red Riding Hood story. Now, it's called Red and the Wolf, but there are some differences. For instance, Red herself has a visual impairment. She quite enjoys a bit of martial arts, and even Gran likes a bit of mountain biking as well. Now, it's all about encouraging us to read with our children and to show that disability is quite normal, and even sight loss doesn't stop you doing what you want. Now, the book will be available for Christmas. We'll give you some details a little bit later. But first of all, Claire is with us, and Claire has been reading the book with her daughter. Did you enjoy it, first of all, Claire?
Oh, yeah, we did. My daughter absolutely loved it.
So when it comes to reading, I mean, how important do you put that as a parent with a child?
Yeah, it's something we do, you know, every evening at bedtime. It's really important. But because we have to crack on through the reading scheme at school, we are kind of restricted to that bit. And we don't always make time for reading stories that we just find fun and educational. We can talk about in other ways. So it was really nice to read a different kind of book, a really fun story, and something we could talk about afterwards. So we really enjoyed the experience of this book.
Was it like reading something which, you know, you're probably familiar with from being a child, you know, such a classic story, but this twist in it as well?
So my daughter recognised the fairy tale straight away, and I think that was one of the things that got her quite excited about it, because she could see from page one that it was quite a different take. And it was great because my daughter actually does karate, so as soon as she saw at the beginning of the story that Red does martial arts, she was like really excited and could see it was going to be different. And so then she had that kind of anticipation as we were reading it. It's like, oh, what else is going to be different? So we read it together to start with, because I was really intrigued to see how she'd respond to the storyline and the character. I really wanted to be able to talk to her about it. But then afterwards she read it on her own with the audio, and I think that combination of being like easy to read and follow the text and the images and having audio element there worked really well for her, because she got to do it independently and it made her kind of enjoy it a bit more. And I think especially the sound effects and the audio made it that bit more fun, rather than at sort of like your homework from school. It was really quite fun. You know, I heard a chuckling at one point, so that's really fun.
Is it important as a parent then, you know, to hear that she can do this on her own as well? She can independently read the book, listen to the music and kind of talk about it and enjoy it?
Yeah, she's just on the cusp of that independent reading. So, you know, usually if we're reading homework books, we'll have to help her with a few words and sort of chivvy her along a little bit. Whereas with this, it gave her that independence to just go and enjoy the book on her own. And she has tried to do a bit of reading on her own, but she's not quite there yet. So this book really bridged that gap for her.
The book also, I suppose, it helped little ones understand at an early age about sort of inclusion and diversity, yeah. Especially, I suppose, that sight loss isn't really a barrier. Do you think that's a good thing for kids of that age?
Oh yeah, definitely. I was interested to see to what extent she'd pick up on that and how much she'd kind of get that bit of the storyline, and she absolutely did. And it really sort of pleased me that she'd noticed it and she'd taken that lesson on board. So she said something along the lines of, you know, it's great that not being able to see very well didn't stop her, and nothing should stop us doing what we want to do. So she really picked up that message, based specifically about sight loss or visual impairment, but also picked it up about like the wider meaning of being different. And I also really liked the fact that it had a mixed race family in it that was done quite subtly. My daughter didn't pick up on it at all, because that's the norm to her. That's family she sees at her school, so she wouldn't have commented on it. But for me, as somebody who's constantly seen, you know, books full of white characters, I really liked that, and I thought it really brought the story into our modern society. So that was really nice too.
Do you both have any sort of favourite characters?
Oh, Red, obviously, definitely. She's such a sort of go-getter, really confident, and, you know, got that energy about her. And yeah, definitely. The granny's pretty funny as well. She's got some great lines. I won't spoil them for anyone listening, but it's a book that'll make you chuckle and smile, definitely.
It does sound as if you both really enjoyed the book. And if you would like to find out more about Red and the Wolf, or perhaps order a copy for you and your little one, it's $8.99. And you can find out more and order by going to readalong.org.uk. That's readalong.org.uk. Or you can call the R&IB helpline on 0303 123 9999. Claire, glad you enjoyed it, and thank you for telling us all about it on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.